All right, we're going to go ahead and pray, and then Megan will get started. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for each and every woman and girl that is here. I thank you, Lord, for Megan and her willingness to just speak on being prepared. Lord, we know that there's many aspects to this, and Lord, but when just even in conversations that I've had with Megan, she is one that when I think of someone being prepared, she's one that comes to mind. And so, Lord, I thank you for this gift of time that you have given us, and just for Megan, again, for Megan's willingness to speak on this. And Lord, I just pray that you would give her the words to say, and then just bless her through this as well. In your name, amen.
I'm excited. We'll go with that. Excited is different than anxious. I'm super excited that you guys are all here today. That's where I'm at. So I'll be the proverb verse. Am I not loud enough? Okay. The proverb verse is 31:21. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for her household are clothed in scarlet. A godly woman is prepared. So picture this. You're sitting at your, on your couch, comfy in your PJs, because who wouldn't? Eating snacks, scrolling on your phone, when you're startled by a knock on your door. What's your first reaction? Mine, honestly, is to freeze. She could probably attest to this. And pretend I'm not home. Obviously, this would not be the reaction for Lady Wisdom depicted in Proverbs 31. This woman, who is so prepared that she's made sure her family has doubly thick garments for the once-in-a-generation snow event that could happen in the Middle East, would welcome this unexpected visitor into her home with joy and offer her guests the best she has. Our Heavenly Father has done just this as well. God prepared a place for the man he created, beautiful and purpose-filled by divine design. In the middle of it all was a sacred space, a home, in the garden. Hospitality began in the garden. The first imagers were known and loved, perfectly provided for and perfectly prepared to tend and keep their home. We are women created in the image of God, and as such, we too are homemakers. The Proverbs 31 woman is the ultimate homemaker. After praying over this for so long, I feel called to connect preparedness to biblical hospitality and homemaking as my focus here due to my childhood experiences. I will use the terms hospitality and homemaking interchangeably as I feel they are deeply linked. Growing up, a home felt more like a four-letter word than a safe space. There was not a time we put down roots or had long-term connections, not even with extended family. Just when we thought we'd be planted, our next chaotic event would take place and we would be uprooted. My family was made up of mostly dysfunction and addiction. It was better to keep quiet and fend for yourself. There was no connection. We often didn't have our basic needs met, and there was so much shame because of going without. Suffice it to say, I entered marriage with a very skewed perspective on what home looks like and what my role in it was supposed to be. I craved security and sameness, as well as ease and comfort, but I didn't want to serve. I didn't know how. I had not been properly prepared for this role. Similarly to Eve, I allowed my misinterpretations to become followed temptations, ultimately leading to sin-filled struggle and suffering of my own making. But Jesus, he saved me. He didn't leave me there. He began reshaping me and will continue to do so. God has planted the family I helped create, no longer wandering. He has brought amazing women, some of whom are sitting here, many of you actually, and teachers into my life that have helped alter my perspective on what it means to be prepared and hospitable, what it means to serve joyfully and lovingly meet people where they're at, what it looks like to humbly welcome outsiders or strangers and selflessly ease others' burdens, even if it's just a simple conversation. None of these things happened without those women and teachers being spiritually prepared and hospitable. Ephesians 2:10 says we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Hospitality and preparedness are not simply tasks or duties. They are reflections of the gospel itself. Christians have been called to open our hearts and homes to others, to serve them with love and generosity. Hebrews 13:2 reminds us, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." This is not a passive suggestion. Sorry, I lost my place. But a profound invitation to mirror Christ's own hospitality to us. Yet, hospitality without spiritual preparedness is incomplete. We see a bit of that in Luke 10 with Mary and Martha. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." It's kind of bold, in my opinion. That's not in the verse, by the way. It's my own commentary. "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Martha was distracted by her service. She wasn't wrong for trying to be hospitable to Jesus. That was good. Her problem was that she became distracted from Jesus. Martha's frustration can be common for those who diligently serve with good intent, but forget to also sit at the feet of Jesus. Spurgeon explained that the Martha spirit says, if the work is done, is not that all? The Mary spirit asks whether Jesus is well pleased or not. All must be done in his name and by his spirit, or nothing is done. So to be truly hospitable is to be both eager and spiritually prepared, anticipating needs, serving with care, and doing so joyfully, in the right spirit. Preparedness, then, is not about control, but trusting in God's provision, ensuring that we are ready to offer his love in every situation. Together, hospitality and preparedness point us to the beauty of the gospel, where the love of God is freely offered and homemakers are ready to give of themselves, not out of obligation, but out of abiding joy. Hospitality and its preparations apply to us all, singles, widows, married, moms with littles, youth in all seasons. We are called to be prepared, and we can be a prepared homemaker regardless of our standing. Do the best that you can with what God has already supplied. As I said earlier, homemaking and hospitality are deeply linked. Hospitality doesn't just have to be your home. It can be a state of being. It's also not what's in your home. It can be your church. It can be your job. Wherever you are, you can be hospitable and prepared to present the gospel to those around you. So I came across a little bit of application, but also a little bit of an idea. Americans aren't really good at, like, slowing down and enjoying pretty much anything, even each other's company. We're just like, what's the next thing? And the Germans have something, I'm going to butcher this, so please forgive me if you speak German. It's called Gemütlichkeit. Okay, so it's not just a word, it's kind of like a verb and also kind of a state of being. I'm mostly German, so the concept kind of intrigued me. But it translates loosely to describe the state or feeling of warmth, friendliness, or good cheer. Some see the English equivalent as being cozy. See, it fits. Yet to Germans, this misses the point. Gemütlichkeit has a good, warm feeling that comes from interactions with others. It grows from a sense of a close community or belonging, and touches on a sense of self, a full well-being. This came about in the mid-1800s when people were war-weary, and after years of political oppression, they decided to use their extra time and money to focus on domestic issues instead of politics. I mean, that seems like a smart thing to do. The husband went to work, if you had one, while the wife stayed home and ensured the home was comfortable for the family. Home sweet home. The word... comes from this idea of withdrawing from some of the crazy and focusing on the domestic. We don't have to envision this grand home or elaborate event when preparing to serve others. Soup out of disposable bowls plus heartfelt conversation and discipleship are much more gemütlichkeit. Look, I did it. Jesus was frequently found in simple and humble situations. Often he also met physical needs before spiritual ones. Seems like a good plan to me. The homes Christians occupy now foreshadow our eternal home, and we can prepare and steward them to point to our future hope. Whether it's a dream house shared with a family, a studio apartment, or a bedroom because you still live with your parents. You ladies, this pies. Every dwelling can be a signpost of our truer home to come. That's it. That's the end of what I've got. Okay. Thanks.